Building Bridges, read by Jules 217. Yanto had let Jack sleep on the sofa for the past hour. He'd managed to have a shower and was now dressed in an old t-shirt and trousers. He was currently leaning against one of the sides in the kitchen, listening to the groaning sound of the kettle. He couldn't fathom out what he was feeling. It was like a storm brewing, one emotion quickly followed by another, leaving him feeling washed out. Yanto wasn't sure of anything anymore. He should have hated Jack, but he was sure that he didn't. Letting out a sigh, he pinched Bridget over his nose and turned to the kettle. He couldn't keep himself in his limbo, not knowing what he was feeling. He had to sort things out, properly. Apologising just didn't seem to cut it. The sound of a rustling blanket caught Yanto's attention, and he automatically pulled out a clean mug and made an extra cup of coffee. Picking up these steaming mugs, he carried them into the living room and placed them down on the coasters. "How are you feeling, sir?" asked Yanto. "Better than yesterday, thank you, Yanto." "You're welcome, sir." Yanto picked up the discarded blanket, folding it up several times before putting it on the back of the sofa out of the way. He glanced over to Jack, watching as the man ran a hand through his hair before taking a sip from the coffee. Yanto continued to shuffle around the little living room, trying to find something to keep him from having to talk to Jack. As he turned his back on him to try to put some distance between them, he heard Jack move around before a hand took hold of his arm. "Stop," insisted Jack. "This is your home. You don't have to put a show on just for me." "Sorry, sir, and stop apologising." Yanto glanced down to the floor before pulling his arm right and carrying on with what he was doing. He heard Jack sigh loudly behind him. Yanto had never been any good at telling people what he was feeling or explaining why he did something. In his head, everything he had done for Lisa had been to help her, to save her. "Sorry," repeated Yanto quietly, still shuffling around. "You know what? I think I'll leave," replied Jack, annoyance clear in his voice. "You're obviously uncomfortable with me being here." "Sorry. Stop apologising, Yanto." "I can't," snapped Yanto, finally losing patience. "It was my fault all of you nearly ended up dead. I'm sorry, I really am, and I keep saying it, hoping it will make everything all right. I can't change what I did, and it's my fault she's dead." "Yes, everything that happened was your fault, Yanto. But like you said, you can't change it. You got to get over it. You can't live for the guilt, believe me. It doesn't work," Jack said sincerely. "You killed her. You killed her, and I loved her," shouted Yanto. Maybe he did still hate Jack after all. The anger was back, the hatred swirling in his stomach, making him feel sick. He hated Jack. He hated him with a passion for what he'd done. "I killed her because I had to," replied Jack, a deadly sort of calm in his voice. "She wasn't the Lisa you used to know, and she played you and everyone else. You've got to realise that I did what I had to do to take out a threat to this planet." "Why?" "Because she was dangerous. There was no saving her. The cyber part of her was the strongest. Yanto, you saw what she did, what she could do," answered Jack gently. Yanto didn't move. He couldn't. It was like everything that was being said was holding him in place. He didn't turn his head away from Jack's gaze. He tried to stay angry with him. He really did. And he tried to keep telling himself that Lisa was human. She'd always been human. But Jack's words seemed to have made him stop and listen. Yanto kept trying to rationalise it all in his head, but he couldn't. As he listened, more of what Jack said made sense, and a wave of grief washed over him. He lowered his head, his eyes feeling wet. He brought a hand up to his mouth to keep from crying out loud. It made sense. Everything that had been said suddenly made sense. He felt a tug on his shoulder before he was pulled into a comforting embrace. The hand on his back kept him from disappearing into his memories, and he couldn't do anything except cry. "I'm sorry," whispered Jack. The two stood there for what seemed like an hour before Yanto pulled away, his face red from crying. Taking some deep breaths, Yanto stepped backwards, trying to regain some of his control. "Better?" asked Jack. "I just, don't start apologising again." "I am so sorry, though, Jack. I thought we could help her. Torch would hurt her, and they should have been able to help her, save her. Trust me, if I'd known of any way to have saved her, I would have done." "But you killed her," Yanto whispered, not sure if Jack had heard him speak. "I did what I had to do. I'm not sorry she's dead, but I am sorry that you got hurt in the process." Yanto nodded his head. He felt a little better, and he didn't feel like he was stuck in limbo anymore. Sure, he could hardly call Jack a friend, but he didn't exactly hate him either. I understand why you did it, but I can't..." "It'll take a while," replied Yanto. "That's good, that you understand," said Jack quietly. The two men stood in silence again, neither of them really looking at the other. Yanto felt shaky, like he'd had the flu. All the emotion shown had been tough, and he really wasn't used to it. He kept his head down, not willing to look up at Jack again, although he knew no more could exactly be said between them. He heard Jack move away from him, then a rustle of a coat made him finally look up. He smiled tiredly at Jack before watching the man leave. He felt calmer than he had done since the whole incident with Lita had begun. He knew that he had taken the first step into healing himself. He also knew that he would have to face the rest of his team, but he felt good that at least Jack had accepted his apology. He really didn't hate the man. Not anymore, at least.